T'as peur, ça arrive.
It's 9 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th, and Cyclone Shido has just hit Mayotte with full force. For the next 2 hours, winds of up to 220 kilometers per hour will leave a trail of destruction. According to the official death toll, almost 40 people were killed, but the real toll may be higher. Shido hit hardest across the north and centre of the island. On the road leading to Kombani, nothing was left untouched. In the centre of the town, Moana Esha shows us how she took shelter the morning the cyclone hit. The 75-year-old was alone in the home that she had refused to leave. Moana's daughter, Denise, went without news of her mother for 3 days. The roads were blocked and the phone lines down. When she was finally able to reach Kombani, she didn't know whether her mother was dead or alive.
The first thing I noticed was that there was nothing left of my mother's home. I collapsed in my car. Luckily, a friend was with me. I started crying. I couldn't stop crying. I kept telling myself, she must be inside. There's no way she could have survived. I was shaking all over. I went inside and I found my mother praying amongst the ruins. I took a photo that I'll keep for my children. This photo is powerful to me because it shows how, despite everything that had happened, she was still grateful. Can you see my mother on the photo?
Ah, there she is. Look, you can see her shawl. There's her head. She's bowing down.
Bonjour.
This morning, we're following firefighters from Mayotte's Fire and Rescue Service in Kaweni, in the hills surrounding the town of Mamoudzou. Kaweni is the biggest shantytown on the island and in France. Tens of thousands of people live here in these shacks. For the most part, they're undocumented migrants who arrived from nearby Comoros.
Bonjour chef. Comment ça va? Qu'est-ce que vous mangez? C'est du manioc?
These shacks, built with corrugated iron, were the first to be blown away by the powerful winds. The authorities had promised to stop these fragile structures from springing up again. But as quickly as they were demolished, they were rebuilt. In shacks cobbled together by locals, and amongst the mountains of trash, a survival economy has taken root. But some wounded by the cyclone still haven't received adequate treatment. A free field hospital has been set up in the town nearby, but many undocumented migrants don't go for fear of being detained by the authorities. Instead, it's up to the firefighters to reach them in the shantytown.
Many people who are wounded still haven't been treated. So they have wounds that have become infected over time because there are pieces of scrap metal and rocks everywhere. Children are by far the worst affected. They're at risk of becoming even more infected. They could even end up needing to undergo amputations.
This young girl was injured during the cyclone. The firefighters have treated the wound, but it's already infected, so she'll have to go to hospital.
You need to explain to your parents, because otherwise we may need to amputate your foot, okay?
The extent of the damage has yet to be fully determined. But according to initial estimates, total insurance costs range from 650 million to 800 million euros. Schools have been hit particularly hard. Pomkanel School was more fortunate.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Je nous explique ce que tu dessines. Tout ce que tu dessines.
Je dessine l'air chaud.
Tu dessines l'air chaud. Qu'est-ce qui fait l'air chaud?
Il monte.
Il monte. Dans l'océan Indien, on est dans une zone propice au mouvement de l'air sur les océans. D'accord? À la formation de tempêtes.
Explaining how storms are created allows these school children to understand what happened. Since classes restarted, everyone has had a story to tell.
We woke up with my mom. We went to look. There were people running everywhere. My brother then woke up. He cried a bit. And our gate was shaking in its hinges. The fences around the house were blown away.
The teachers here were already back to school a week before the pupils. At Kaweni's Lycée des Lumières, 160 out of 200 teachers have returned.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for attending. Despite the circumstances, despite your personal difficulties, thank you for coming.
Every teacher will get the opportunity to speak, to describe their own experience of the cyclone.
It was as if when we went outside, we were looking at a war zone.
Teachers then see the damage for themselves. Only 48 out of the 64 classrooms are fit for purpose. In the aftermath of the cyclone, widespread looting added to the challenges faced by the school authorities. Facilities were also damaged by those who sought shelter here.
Now I'm going to show you one of my classrooms. The first thing you can see is that the door was vandalized. We used to have a computer here, but as you can see, it was taken. It's a shame that after suffering the consequences of Cyclone Chido, there's even more damage because the people who took refuge here stole the equipment.
In the days following the cyclone, some teachers wanted to leave the island, but here most have come back to school.
I decided to come back because I consider that I have a duty to accompany my pupils no matter what. I hope that together we'll be able to overcome this situation. I also hope that the authorities will support us so we don't have to fend for ourselves.
Aid supplies have been sent from both the French mainland and nearby Réunion Island. Here, in Pamandzi, food parcels are being prepared for distribution. They've been bought with money donated from Réunion's Association of Muslims. The 245 bags of supplies will be handed out to families chosen by the commune's Community Centre for Social Action. An elderly couple is first to receive one of the parcels.
C'est votre chéri?
C'est mon chéri adoré.
OK, je l'aime beaucoup.
Most of their home was destroyed when the cyclone hit.
Because of Chido, which destroyed everything, we're living in the open air. The courtyard has been destroyed. It's not good.
There are still a lot of families with financial difficulties. They've lost their entire homes, entire livelihoods. And now they find themselves with nothing because they've used up their savings to buy mattresses, supplies, when they needed them.
This song appeared a few weeks after the cyclone hit. Bodo, the singer behind it, is one of Mayotte's most popular artists. We meet him in a bar in Mamoudzou, where he's carrying out rehearsals with his group.
When Shido hit and I opened my door, I saw houses collapsing. I immediately told myself that I had to immortalize the moment so that we remember and our grandchildren can remember. Something had to be done. We know that music is a powerful way of telling stories and softening the pain for the population.
Maore, unis malgré tout, à souffler, nous portons nos